שלום לכם, אנחנו ב...
Hello everyone, welcome to a writer's meeting with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello everyone.
גם שלום לכל הכתבים ול...
Hello to all the writers as well.
אנחנו נתחיל בנושא הראשון של...
We will begin with our first topic.
זיגזוגים כאלה ואחרים.
Related to...
העולם נמצאות עכשיו בניסוי...
All sorts of zigzags. Government are now engaged in... trial and error with the coronavirus. They're kind of fooling around with the public. They don't know what to do exactly. They give grants, they take them back, they open restaurants, they close the restaurants, they do quarantines, remove the quarantines, etc. Things are constantly in flux. Do you see this as something positive? Do you think that shows a flexibility of thought, being adapting to the moment, being able to admit error, or does this just erode the authority of governments in the eyes of the public? Dr. Lightman, let governments engage in that. Yeah, that occupies them and that's good, instead of them engaging in other things. I wouldn't really demand any decisions because there won't really be any.
התנהגות שלנו בזמני הקורונווירוס תלוי אך ורק.
As far as I'm concerned, success in the time of the coronavirus depends only on connection between us. If we manage to be closer together to connect, we will succeed in life. It doesn't depend on us opening restaurants or gyms, etc. It depends on us opening our hearts to each other, become close together. Then we will see how everything becomes more calm, more simple, easier and healthier. That's what we should do. So how to behave in a way that will project confidence and security in a state where we're all in motion? Dr. Lightman, I don't know who learns while moving. The government doesn't learn. The people aren't learning exactly. I don't see what you're saying. Judy, I mean, how to reach decisions in an unstable situation which is rapidly changing and involving great many people? Dr. Lightman, don't come to decisions. If you make decisions and tomorrow you revoke them, then don't do that. The governments don't need to show the public that they're constantly working there at that. The public don't respect that. They don't see anything logical in those decisions anyway.
Judy,
the public sees that everything depends on government now. So how to not do that, how to connect together, and then... Dr. Lightman, you need to let the governments engage in what they're engaged in, because it won't help anyway. It's all out of ego... all kinds of struggles. He says this, so I'll say the opposite, etc. From morning to night, their only thought is how to damage each other, those members of government. So the public has to just lay off, to understand that we see that this is theater, and what these actors do in government. Do we need to enter into dialogue with that, to engage with that? No. Let's turn our backs to them. And see for ourselves how delusional they are, and that's it. And engage in our own work, and our work is just to connect together in order to neutralize the coronavirus, and this can succeed quickly. And study. Okay, but we see nature, that nature is also unstable. It's a new thing every day. In nature, well, every day something new happens in the global world. The fact that you see it like that, it doesn't mean that this is the nature of providence. There is a very straight, direct line. The fact that you see things changing, that's what you feel. But nature has only one direction, to bring you to balance, general balance. Where human society, following the inanimate and vegetative elements, will reach around nature, enjoy nature. It's a global nature. Duty. What's the stable thing in nature then? Look, Lightman, it behaves according to laws. And we don't understand the natural laws that pertain to us, and so we think that we are free of them. So we allow ourselves to behave in whatever way our ego dictates, and each one does what he thinks is right. Duty. How to read nature properly and be ready for changes that come from there. If I identify with nature, then I won't feel the changes in nature as sudden. To the contrary, I will feel nature, I will be connected to nature. Shelley, you said before that if we open our hearts, this will be the solution to the coronavirus. So I understand that it means to open our hearts to people in general, not just to my son or my grandma. And so how can a person open his heart? Dr. Lightman, we need to explain to them that this is what our life depends on, our future, only on opening our hearts to each other. We are now finishing the egoistic era. This egoistic development is over. The coronavirus put an end to our previous way of developing. Gradually we let go of it, we distance ourselves from it. Each one developed by being more egoistic than the others. But this is in the past. You can see this on the media, the mass media. They don't act according to the laws of nature. As they were. No, it's a new era. We have to recognize it. Only connection works now. That's what operates, that's what will guide nature correctly. And all these struggles are over. You'll see this in governments as well. All of the world governments now are in their last stage, the last act, like in theater, right? The final scene, the finale. Yes. There's nothing to be done. Now everyone stands, says goodbye to what was, and we need to start something new. Sherry, it sounds very, very exciting and innovative, what you're saying. Dr. Lightman, look at it yourself. Don't listen to what I say. Just do this. You want to see the world as it is, without anything from the past. And you'll begin to see then that, yes, a new force, a new program is entering our reality. Shelley, so why are people so opposed to this? It sounds like a blessed change, something everyone wants. Not Lightman. Lady, what do you want from people? They're still sitting, looking at this theater, still fed by things that came before. Shelley, and what will be in the new play, let's call it? The governments are in the last act, they're done. What will happen now, in the last act? Dr. Lightman, now a wedding. Yes, you see how this word elicits a smile from you. Yes, a wedding. People come together, they want to make each other happy. There is humanity on one hand and the force of nature on the other hand, on the other side, and humanity knows how to connect to that nature, the force of nature, together to be good. Shelley, so governments are passé, there's no more government? Dr. Lightman, governments basically only hindered us, causing us trouble. The world had to behave according to egoistic rules, and so the most egoistic people came up on stage, and that's government. But now it's done. No egoist can come on stage anymore. This is opposite to the coronavirus. It's opposite to... It doesn't function anymore. It's gone. It's dead. A new king needs to rise. A new king arose in Egypt, as it's written. Shelley, the new government in this world, that will be... What? Well, educated people who will educate the people to connect. Dr. Lightman, I don't know what you mean by educated people. I saw educated people enough, and I don't see them so opposed to the ego and so for connection, exactly. I don't know who you're talking about, but in essence, yes, people will come who understand that this is a new time now, a new era, and we need to get along together properly with good connections. Shelley, so leadership in the new world, that will be people whose main concern is to bring people to a heartfelt connection. Dr. Lightman, as Baal Sulam wrote 100 years ago, we're actually living those times. We're living those times. Norma, second topic. Yes, hello. First of all, there is a new agreement in Europe. We're talking about 750 million dollars in assistance to the nations that were hit hardest by the coronavirus, Italy and France. And there's monies that will need to be given by 2058. So they call it the birth of the new Europe. Do you agree with this whole conception? Dr. Reitman, no. 30 years ago, I talked about how this European Union won't come to anything. Because it's written in the Torah that the connection of the wicked is bad for them and bad for the world. Nothing good can emerge from it, and that's what's happening, and has already happened. And so all these games won't... I don't see any good coming from this. They will fall, they're very big egoists, and their ego won't let them connect. Even if in a situation of complete disintegration, they won't be able to do a thing. I don't see in the Europeans any love for each other. I see their hearts dry, as dry. They don't want the best for each other. They're not educated in a way where it'll be good for them. So until a person wants to change his heart, no change will come. Especially now when they're thinking about 30, 40 years forward. No, it's not serious. All these programs, these plans we've seen, we've heard about them, they all vanished. I don't see these things, I don't take them into account. So they said something, it's fine.
כן, מישהו שמסתכל מבחוץ יכול להגיד שיש כן אדם.
Yes, someone looking from without can say that there is concern, there is empty.
אם אנחנו לא מתקנים את האגו של האדם,
if we don't correct the ego of the person in each and every one in a fundamental manner, deliberate manner, then what success can we talk about? What plan?
אם היה להם בתחילת התוכנית שלהם,
if to begin with, in their initial plans, they had a plan for educating, changing the person, creating new relationships between people all over Europe, to bring peoples, nations together, then I could say that yes, there is a chance to succeed. But I don't have this fundament, foundation. Rather. They're not advancing towards connection, annulling the ego. So what? What do you want? All sorts of technical, external actions? Of course nothing good will come of it.
Norma,
so you don't see that it's possible to satisfy the needs of the citizens there? I'll tell you what Charles Michel reads. They won't succeed in any of their plans. Even if they had billions more euros than what they want to invest now, even then it won't give them any good results. Nothing. The opposite. It will bring them to such conflict. It will bring them to war and to plagues, new plagues. So the head of the European Council says that we're talking about much more than money, talking about people who are workers and their families and their workplaces. Dr. Lightman, they are thinking about how to revive the ego and the egoistic rules of conduct that governed Europe for thousands of years, but this will no longer work, and so I don't want to hear these excuses. It's all from a complete lack of understanding, stubbornness, wanting to remain with the same rules and to revive that. But they want everything to be as it was. You need another 100 billion, another billion. Fine. But it won't happen. Because the laws are different now. You have the law of nature, and you have the billions of euro that the Europeans want to throw into it in order to continue as they were before. But it won't happen. It's passé. It doesn't work anymore. So there's nothing to talk about. But there is no education in the continent, in Europe and the world. Until that happens, won't it calm spirits? In any case, Dr. Leitman, no, the opposite. The more they invest, nature will have to show them that this is wrong, and they will have more troubles, because they're walking a wrong path, following a wrong path. They're opposite to the upper force that wants to bring them closer. We're living in this age, the last generation. And so nothing will help except closeness between people.
נראה שגם מגפה כמו הקורונה לא מחברת בין האירופאים.
Dude, it seems that even a plague like the coronavirus doesn't connect the Europeans together. It's like even in times of trouble they can't succeed in connecting. Dr. Leitman, I think the coronavirus, what appeared as it appeared thus far, is not meant to connect people exactly. No, it came to remove all the egoistic systems. Well, not all, but more or less. The egoistic systems that governed human relationships, to bring them to ruin. To destruction. But nothing more. The coronavirus, as it was, didn't really touch upon, let's call it ideology. It only broke up all of our egoistic businesses. And if we look at it correctly, in a realistic sense, it recommends us to maintain only essential businesses. That's what the coronavirus does. And this is a great thing. It's a great thing. Look at what's happening with air travel, shipping. Everything's just dormant. And you'll see how this happens gradually. We think this will pass soon and everything will come back. No, nothing's coming back. So the goal of coronavirus is to destroy Europe? Not Europe, the whole world. To destroy the egoistic conduct, the egoistic businesses between people. It won't do good. No. First, it's written, renounce evil, right? So that's what the coronavirus is doing. It'll take years, maybe, but that's what'll happen. Dr. Dudi, when will it begin to do good? Dr. Leitman, good when people despair of returning to business as usual. Gradually, this is entering people's minds that things aren't coming back, returning, and everyone wants to return, but the world was so clear, so easy to understand. Everything was fine. We made some profit. We drank, we ate. We had fun. What now? No, it's over. This is what we need to understand, to digest.
Ken.
Yes.
No, I have a follow-up question regarding egoism. You said that Europe is an egoistic institution. So after this deal, it's very clear that with the Brexit, there is a much closer alliance between France and Germany. This is the most dominant body opposite other countries like Sweden, Denmark, Austria and Holland, which are going more in the direction of, saving money. So there were all sorts of arguments, and over these 5 days of meetings where they discussed this thing, they managed to rise above all the differences, all the difficulties, and they reached an agreement. So someone looking on from without will say, here's there's an example, love covers all crimes, they reached an agreement, they all annulled themselves, they got to something together. It's the first time after World War II that they reached any meaningful agreement in terms of the economy. So it looks like that. Where is egoism here? Egoism. They know themselves. They reach something common. Dr. Leitman, let's see how it stands and what it will provide. This agreement can provide good results or the opposite, results that are several times worse than what you have now.
אני לא הולך ללמד אותם
I'm not going to teach them what should be done.
אז זה קרה בצורה מלאכותית. זה העניין.
No, so it happened artificially? Is that it? Even though it seems they reached an agreement, the problem is the root of it all?
לא מדינות מתוקנות.
Because the nations aren't corrected.
האם זה לקראת
חיבור בני אדם? Look, is this working to enhance the connection between people or not? That's the question, first. The second thing is that I'm not very concerned about Europe. This whole Europe, European institution, it's not worth talking about, really. It's coming and going. Noma, so what's important? Dr. Lightman, I don't see it as the main part that can influence the whole reality, the whole world from which we start. No, no. I don't think so. When the Americans told them to increase their security defense budget to 1% or 0.5% or something, they all reared up, no, we don't agree. America should pay for our security. So now they will pay several times over. For what? Well, you see. They're being taught that you have to pay for everything. They cannot live on the money of others, as Europe always did. The New York Times asked a curious question now. Which country will be victorious in the post-plague era? And they say it's Germany. Why? Because it behaved the best during the crisis. The question is, are we going to see one country manage to emerge from the coronavirus in a better position than others, or will the coronavirus sort of flatten everything? No, Gleidman. I don't know. This is a technical matter. I don't think that any country can be protected from it unless for a short time of a few months or weeks. It has to really go in the direction of connecting the world, healing the world. If that doesn't happen, then the next coronavirus will be revealed. Dudi, will there be countries that give other countries examples of how to emerge from the crisis and what to do, or do they all need to emerge from the crisis together as one global state? Dudi, you're contradicting yourself. If they're now egoistic, how can they act together? How? This process has several degrees until they come to the recognition of evil, and they understand that it's only in a very specific way that they can be saved. Connection between them above all differences, and so on. For now, I don't see that. I see that each one is trying to protect itself, himself, each one reserves for himself all these attainments in trying to find an antivirus. I don't think it will succeed at all, because it goes against the virus, against the it's egoistic. They want to exploit it in such a way, and how will they succeed? So the right direction is where the best minds work together on a vaccination. Dr. Lightman. Of course, what do they want? They want to show everyone, look how smart we are, or they want to say, bring us money, we will sell it to you. Can that be done if it's a general global plague? Why are they hiding things from each other? Why all the spying? Yes? What for? China, the Russians, the Americans, even Israelis, everyone. Each and everyone is in constant trying to spy on the others. Why? We're not talking about arms and bombs. We're talking about medicine. Why is this happening? You understand to what extent our ego... Do you understand how destructive our ego is? Yes, this is clear. In the global world, what is the role of the nation of Israel in solving the coronavirus crisis? Dr. Reitman, Israel has to present to the world what we are talking about. That the solution can come only through connection between people, by which we generate the positive force, and this positive force will destroy all germs, all viruses. Because the source of these viruses is our ego, where we oppose each other. So explain that in various ways. Okay, I'd like to continue to the next subject, the crisis of the high-tech. So this is a market that... Well, thousands were fired. It's hard to find another occupation where they have a harder crash. So, a person working in high-tech, the profit he made, the salary he made, the conditions he had, this is a very sharp sensation of the fall. Dr. Lightman, what do you want to say? That it's a shame that you made good money before, because then your fall now is more painful? And if you didn't make so much money before, you'd fall less? It won't be so painful? Is that what you want to say to him? No, I don't want to say something like that to him, God forbid, but I'm saying that if I scan people in general, then I see that those who are of higher status, making better money, of course they feel the crisis stronger now. It's a bigger... change, bigger difference. Yes, so. But in general, I want to ask about high-tech. What will happen next year? Do you see them recruiting more workers and so on? Dr. Leitman, I see high-tech collapsing entirely, with only what's in the best interest of people remaining. And no more speculation and wars between people and companies. I see high-tech today as armies, armies of companies and governments and people who are constantly at war. This will burn. This will crash and burn, and that's for the best. So high-tech is not essential as far as you're concerned? Dr. Leitman, no, I've never seen anything positive come of it. But because I can write a letter to my grandma, yeah, in that way, high-tech is good. The fact that I can connect to my friend and talk to him about what's between us, that's good. But what did they come to now? Spying, all sorts of things. What is high-tech used for today? It's not for nothing that Israelis are part of it. Dudi, how important is high-tech in the new world that you talk about? Where does it serve us there? Dr. Leitman, high-tech in the new world has to serve human connections alone, only connections, not wars. And so of course it will crash and it will fall more and more. So I want to ask about this wave of technological innovation. Is that going to stop now? We're enjoying flights less, restaurants less. The coronavirus will now start to bite into technology and innovation, or will we begin to find all sorts of new new things now as a result. Dr. Lightman, sir, anything that comes against connection will crash and fall. If not now, then in a year, two or three. But you see that the pace is very rapid. Everything, the media that you're all part of also, everything is going to crash and burn in such a way where if it's not consistent with making people connect together, and you don't see it in the horizon that everything is aimed towards that, but everything that doesn't follow this will simply disappear. This coronavirus, we need to pray over it day and night from the day the Torah was revealed to Israel. You said that high tech is wasting much of its energy on attacking, on defending, and this comes from negative connections between people. But high tech in the sense of maintaining the security of a nation cannot disappear. Why? Because the relationships between nations aren't good. No nation can say, okay, let's abolish army. High tech is the most advanced form of military now. And so long as nations are hostile towards each other, I cannot see this ending. I don't see this change coming by itself. Dr. Lightman, who says by itself? Nature erases it, deletes it, and that's it. Nature will delete only those things that have no essential... They're not essential. Gradually, this will disappear. It's difficult to hear him. Okay, so nothing was missing from these people thus far. The coronavirus hurt them. So why these people, after they tasted of money and respect and so on, how do you see such a person advancing? What do you see the high-tech people, former high-tech people doing? I'm waiting for, Dr. Lightman, I'm waiting for the day Facebook goes completely broke. Okay, so after burying Facebook and all its subsidiaries, what happens with these people? Dr. Lightman, well, these people will sit at home, they have good minds, and they will study the wisdom of Kabbalah and learn how to reach positive connection between everyone, and through what program they can maintain the integral law of nature. Yes, and they will write to us all sorts of programs, making it easier to explain this to people in a good, accessible way, what it means to be in an integral society.
אז איזה בדיוק הסבה מקצועית אפשר להמליץ למי שיוצא מההייטק? כי אני מאמין שבטח לא...
So what do you suggest people who come out of high-tech do? Some will probably go and make programs like you say, but others, there's a huge mass of very brilliant people there. What do you do with such people? Dr. Lightman, nothing. They were good for the previous era, and in the new era, they're not necessary. What, you need to sit and cry about what they'll do?
Norma.
Why to destroy instead of change? Dr. Lightman, because destruction is the correction here. There's nothing to build instead of them. There's nothing to be built in their stead. You need to create a network of connections between people, a good, positive one, between all classes, all kinds of people, and so on, where everyone feels through this network that they're connected together. For there to be this illusion, this... I don't know how to put it. As the person imagines that he's connected to everyone. So what we're incapable of doing naturally, we will work to complete. We will work to compensate for. to the point where we're all connected together as one heart. Let the high-tech people work on that. Yes, in the direction of connection, without any hindrance, limitation. Noma, can you detail the programs that... well, what did high-tech do that contributed to connection between people? Dr. Lightman, you're asking me? I don't know. Noma, what do you imagine then? Dr. Lightman, I imagine that all these companies, as they used to run after profit, trying to make a profit on the expense of others, all emerge from the competitions between them. And how many things do you have there that are actually necessary, essential? Well, it's a tiny part. It was all about the fear that someone can pass me and take over part of the market. So now the competition doesn't disappear, as Baal Sulam says. Competition doesn't go away, but everyone competes in a positive competition regarding how much they can assist humanity, do good to humanity. But they won't have exorbitant salaries and all that. It'll be all normal. They shouldn't think that they deserve... No, it's gone. It's all in the past now. Guys, you don't understand where you are. You're still not seeing. The world is different all around you already. It's different. You're looking at the normal people walking in the street. Yes, they're still walking on two legs. They do this, they do that. So you think that everything is as it was. There is nothing like that. The new program, a new program is now operating within humanity. It's as if aliens came and really installed a new operating system in us. Dudi, we don't feel what you say yet. Not Lightman. I'm saying that it is so, so believe and try to see. Dudi, what will people feel and see what you see? Dr. Lightman. Yeah, I should really go out to the street and look at people.
Can?
No one was laughing there. Gilad, you said the previous egoistic program doesn't work, but the new one is not felt yet. So what do you work with now? That's the confusing part. Dr. Lightman. It's a time of transition, yes. Yes, Af, no. You know. How can it be if you don't feel the new, but the old doesn't work anymore? How can it work? Dr. Lightman, there are many in humanity that cannot live with the previous program and cannot yet digest the new program. It's a transitionary period. These are difficult, annoying times, Dr. Lightman. No, that's for you. For me, it's a time of pleasure, a time of joy. Dudi, how do you work with it? Because you say you feel it, you understand it, but I don't see, Dr. Lightman, you don't see how the coronavirus is reforming your life, preparing everything as new. You don't see it? Come on. How can you not see? Because your mind is trying to grab onto the old. Look at it in an indifferent, how to put it. Look at it the way it is, how it is. Dr. Lightman, what to see, what to look at. You say there's a light at the end of the tunnel and it's good. Dr. Lightman, I see everything is good. To break apart the old world a little, gently, and to build a new world on top of it, new relationships. Shelly. Yes, it sounds like you're talking about a new program that entered humanity. Also, you mentioned it this week in the lessons. Can you explain what's in this program? What do you mean that the new program has entered humanity? Dr. Lightman, it speaks only about connection between people, so it follows that those very same those very same actions and businesses that engage in connection, they change a bit, but they advance forward. And those actions and businesses which were in competition with each other, opposing each other, developing all sorts of means by which to wage war between them, in different ways, actual or virtual ways, they will collapse.
Shelley,
so this program works on the psychology of the person first, or does it create environmental changes first? Dr. Lightman, it's both. I cannot differentiate, really. But it's a good question. Shelley, how does it calibrate me? So when new software is installed in me, what does it do in me? What does it change? Dr. Lightman, it compels you gradually to change. It wants to teach you. And so it changes your corporeal life, your attitude to people, corporeal people around you, your children, your workplace, your family, and so on, everything. And gradually you change from within. You come to see things differently. The program itself doesn't force you. It doesn't change your mind. It just creates such conditions, such environmental conditions around you that force you to transition by yourself to the new mind. Actually, so it puts me in an environment that starts changing, and I, Dr. Lightman, it's the way you want to deal with your children. You cannot explain things to them directly. Sometimes you just give them new conditions to live in, and they work within those, within that framework. Shelley, so it's kind of gentle, it's very merciful, Dr. Lightman. Of course it's merciful. Of course. And in order to assist us in our development, it makes several thousand people sick in the world, a few thousand dead. But this is all in order to accelerate our development. If you asked who died, who's sick, and so on, if you actually saw, you would have seen that it's all following that same program, that same decision. Shelley, so the structures of the old world are disintegrating. The question is, the young generation, will they grow without the egoistic need? Will they come to the new world in a more natural way? Dr. Lightman, they will begin to digest and find the connection between people is more important than everything. It determines, even egoistically, it determines how I live, how I govern my life, and everything. And then gradually they will begin to consider the connection between people as the main thing, the central value to be maintained. There's nothing higher, there's nothing greater than connection between people. Then from that, they will begin to think about what to do, including programmers and software people and everyone. They will begin to build a new life. Shelley, so the coronavirus is making dreams come true, right? Actually, mothers always want their children to grow up in a world of love and peace and connection. And you're saying that this is what's going to happen to the new generation. Dr. Lightman, great. You have a very good article in your hands then for women.
Owen, okay.
Owen. What startup should we open today? What programs to develop? Software engineers can code anything. What would you suggest to develop? Dr. Lightman, many communications programs. Oh, and we're talking in Zoom now. This is a connection program for connection, video chat. So what do you imagine? What do you want people to develop that will increase connection between people?
חברים שלי.
Dr. Lightman, I'd like to speak to all my friends, all my students.
יחד,
everyone together, all at once.
בצורה כזאת שזה ייתן לי...
In such a way where... It makes me actually feel that I'm with them together in one room.
שאין... ממש קרבה יותר גדולה ממה שאנחנו
that there's no greater closeness than that we can achieve and I don't need to run around and sit around them sit next to them physically this program gives me the absolute sensation that I'm breathing the same air as them I smell them I'm next to them I can touch them that's what I want to happen we need this as people in order to rise from this degree of connection to a higher degree
כן בבקשה
yes please Norma
אמרת שאנחנו צריכים לבנות את העולם החדש
you said we need to build a new world and the old world is in the cemetery
Right.
So the question is, what is the purpose of building new systems in order to destroy them? What's the logic of nature here? What does it teach us? Look, Lightman, by destroying the previous nature, we learn what to build in the new nature. And so, because everything comes from this changing forms. From the lower one to the upper one. And so we need to build ourselves atop the ruin of the previous degree. That's how it is. Otherwise we won't understand what's necessary. Norma, to learn from mistakes? Look, Lightman, yes, from mistakes, from what was, so we don't repeat it. Okay, but you all need to be happy and joyous since we're in such a special process and you have been awarded with seeing, with hearing, with participating in it and you can finally see that everything we talked about is coming true and we're really
in a captain bonia
in the place of the captain of the ship governing everything we understand to the extent that we're allowed to understand for the time being more and more we understand and feel where we're headed and the rest of humanity is in the bowels of the ship right we will carry it and bring it to the new world to the good world
attempt you
right You'll be with me?
לא נעזוב. רק להגיד...
Judy, we won't let go. Yes. Just a little something to summarize with. In the last meeting we had, we talked about building a new website, the one site. For those listening, we want to update and say that our technology people have already had several meetings. They'll meet with you soon also and present a draft suggestion. Also, we want the friends to know that we took it seriously and that we're moving forward. That's it.
I
can't hear you. Dr. Lightman, I thank you. A warm hug to everyone. Grow up wise, intelligent, and healthy. Best regards. Goodbye.